And they go on to say that if the current proposal does not then proceed in line with the advised deadlines, the HSE will deem that the terms are rescinded and will proceed with alternative options. Now, this is the key part. If the HSE, as is likely, re-advertises the location again, it will be open to developers to put forward any sites they deem appropriate, and such proposals will then be evaluated in accordance with the award criteria. That to me means that we're back to square one. In other words, we're back to where we were 5 years ago.
I think the real concern here, Liam, is that given that this has been going on now for years, the primary care centre in Oranmore, we thought it was over the line. Now it seems quite the opposite. We could be 3-4 years down the line still talking about this, yeah. And still nowhere.
If I go back nearly 3 years from now, to May 2021, Junior Minister Hilda Garnockton stated that she had received confirmation that the building works on the new primary care centre would start within the next few months. That was in 2021, nearly 3 years ago, and still nothing has happened. I was advised by the HSE in 2022 that it was due to start in the summer of 2022. Still nothing has happened. And at that stage, initially, the primary care centre in Oranmore, which was projected to cater for 14,000 people for a catchment area of Oranmore, Ardrahan, Clarenbridge, Crockwell, Mary. That population now has grown, in my estimate, to over 20,000. What we have now in Oranmore is all our GPs are full. It's very unsatisfactory when we have a huge population. Oranmore and the surrounding areas are one of the highest and fastest growing dormitory towns in the whole of the country, and we still don't have a primary care unit.
And if I understand correctly, Liam, I think the developer told the HSE in 2022 that the conditions of the original agreement in 2020 or 2021 or whatever it was were no longer commercially viable, and that's what caused the project to stall. But you know, what's to stop that happening again in the next cycle, that a developer could reach an agreement and then turn around and say, actually, that agreement we made isn't viable anymore?
There's nothing to stop it, and that's why the uncertainty is there in my mind as to the development of a primary care centre in Oranmore. This would free up an awful lot of space in University College Hospital. And, you know, when the government are talking about freeing up spaces in hospitals, and putting people back into the community again. Like, all new primary care units around the country and around the county, they have community nursing, they have physiotherapy, they have public health, they deal with schools, they have occupational therapy, they have speech and language therapy, they have x-ray services, they have mental health services and counselling. And, you know, a growing community like Oranmore needs those type of facilities, rather than patients who are ill or who need medical services or medical intervention having to drive into the city to a hospital on the other side of the city. We need here in Oranmore and in this catchment area of Oranmore, and I've mentioned the other areas there, Crockwell, Ardrahan, Clarenbridge, we need a primary care centre to deal with patients from all of those areas. And as I said earlier on, it's one of the fastest growing areas in not only in County Galway, but in the whole country.